That's a big difference. The Lord our God is harmonized. The Lord our God is united. That's the difference. He's not talking about the number one. He's talking about one in purpose and in mind. They've been joined together as one. When you hear the word Trinity, it's the short version of triunity, a triune God. What's the word une come from? Uno, which means one. So you see now, you got three that are one. They're harmonized. I'm going to show you today what makes them harmonized. This is the simplest thing in the Bible, but you got whole denominations built around a lie that started in the first and second century called Docetism. Docetism or Docetism is about what you call modalism. Modalism says that God, one person, produces and manufactures himself and projects himself in three different modes. So it's one person, but he splits off as the Father, he splits off as the Son, he splits off as the Holy Ghost. So modalism says he comes in three different modes, being one God. Now, what makes that idiotic is that God then, as one person, submits himself to his own will in the Garden of Gethsemane. Not my will, Father, but let your will be done. You wouldn't have to do that if you were the same person, because you can't have two wills in one person. You can't pray to the Father and say, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me if you're forsaken yourself? You see, it becomes idiotic, but yet 500,000 women and men, there's a few men in there too, following this guy, lost as a ball in high weeds, and they see me as like somebody that brings disharmony to the body of Christ, because what he'll say is, this is not a salvation issue. I still love everybody. We're still brothers. No, we ain't, because you're telling the lie. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day, now listen to this, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. That totally disproves oneness Pentecostalism. If Jesus said nobody knows this but the Father, and I don't even know, how can he be the same person as the Father? But if you come with but yeah after that, there is a demonic problem you have. It's something wrong with you that is inspired by demons. You read it right here that he doesn't know, but his Father knows. He first of all says the angels don't know. I don't know, but my Father knows. So he can't be the same person. Oneness Pentecostalism teaches that God is one person that manifests himself three different ways, as opposed to being three distinct persons that make up one God. The Bible says there are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. How does that work? That word for one is unified. Remember, you can become one spirit with Jesus Christ if you yield to him. The husband and mother can join together, husband and wife join together and become one flesh. That's how God is one. He's not one person. He's one in purpose. He's unified. The word for unified is the word for one. Uni means one, uno in Spanish. The doctrine called Trinity is not in the Bible, because Trinity is actually a compound word that comes from tri and unity, a triunity. That's what a Trinity is, triunity, three united as one. This, you don't even have to try to even understand this. How could you possibly complicate this unless there's a demonic infiltration in your mind complicating something that is as plain as the nose on your face? You get three people down here to agree together, you'll have a force of one unified bond together. They came together on one accord in Acts, and they were all unified. The Bible said having one mind, one purpose. They said the same things. That's the unity of spirit beings that come together on one accord. It's not hard to believe. It's not hard to understand. A family unit The word unit comes again from uni, one. The family unit is made up of father, mother, and child, just like God is a family unit made up of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's perfect logic. That's why he creates children. That's why he has even calls the angels his sons. The sons of God came into God on a certain day in Job. It's not hard to understand. If you try to complicate this, it's because a demonic infiltration has taken place in your mind, complicating something that is not even complicated. Because you set up under what? Oneness Pentecostal doctrine. That doctrine made inroads into your mind, a doctrine of a demon, infiltrated your mind, scattered and confused your thinking, and now you're trying to wrestle with the demon inside of you that's complicating everything. Well, what do you mean by one? If he's one, I just explained it to you. Well, what about being a person? A person just means you have a personality. Three personalities that are unified as one. It's not complicated. If you make it hard, it's because you need deliverance.